Yeah, we've had an insight from two particular sources actually just before the cabinet meeting started as to what the UK would do in the event of a no deal in terms of tariffs in relation to its meat sector. As I understand it, they're trying to achieve the, I suppose, the have the cake and eat it principle here. They want to protect their own domestic production industry, but at the same time, they don't want to have a serious surge in food prices. Now, given that the UK imports 70%, sorry, they have to import 30%, they're just 70% self-sufficient in their own meat production. It means they're highly dependent on imports. Ireland would be the big supplier of that imported beef, of course, but other European countries as well, Poland, the Netherlands, a little bit from Germany, would send in the remainder, the other quarter or thereabouts. Now, post no deal Brexit, if that's what it turns out to be, of course, then there's basically two ways that a country can trade with the UK or an EU country can trade. It can be on full WTO tariffs, which effectively adds €3 per kilo plus 12% to boneless beef. In other words, for cheap mince beef, it more or less doubles the price of it going into the UK. So that causes two things. It essentially prices Irish product, you might say, out of the market. And parallel to that, or at the same time, it forces the price of UK beef seriously upwards. Now, what the UK, we understand, are proposing to do here is that they will have and apply the full WTO quota, but they will create a tariff. Now, whether that's a zero tariff or a very low tariff rate, they're basically going to create a quota that is roughly in line with the amount of beef that they import. They import about just under 300,000 tons of beef every year. As I say, over 200,000, 220,000 tons of that from Ireland. They're going to create a tariff-free quota or a very low tariff quota so to allow basically business continue as close as they can to normal. Where the problem for this is for Irish farmers, they can't offer that quota, that tariff-free quota, just to the European Union countries that they've been dealing with before. They have to open that to the whole wide world, and that's where the sting for Ireland is. That means that the UK then becomes open to South America, to Brazil, to Argentina, to Uruguay, Australia, New Zealand, all of the big meat exporting countries, United States. Argentinian and Brazilian beef are trading somewhere in the region of between 210 cent per kilo, 225 cent a kilo. That's what Irish beef will be going head to head with in a no deal Brexit situation, and that is absolutely disastrous for the Irish industry.